Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Captivate Insider, brought to you by Rebel Base Media. This is Mark Asquith, CEO and co-founder here at Rebel Base Media. And this, of course, is behind the scenes of Captivate.fm, the world's only growth-oriented podcast host. And as ever, I'm bringing today to you some weekly releases. And wow, we have some big ones for you today. We've really got some exceptional updates today. I think this might be the biggest update that we've done for a while, and it's certainly the one that I'm most excited about. It's been a very interesting few months. You know, we've had some great releases from Spotify Pass-Through through to Full Transparency Mode, a world first Full Transparency Mode, a world first in podcast hosting, analytics and marketing. Something that got picked up by PRX for discussion at their privacy symposium over in Boston, and just showing that we are continuing to lead the way with podcast hosting. Now, like I said, today we've got a very, very big release for you. But if you're listening to this wondering what the heck I'm talking about, well, I'm of course talking about Captivate, the podcast hosting platform. Go and check that out if you're not already using it for your hosting, analytics and marketing needs. You can do that for 7 days free at captivate.fm. Now, it's all about players. It is all about podcast players today, hot off the heels of Podcast Movement Evolutions in Los Angeles, a recap of which you can find over on my show, The Podcast Accelerator. Go and find that in your podcast app of choice. And we'll be giving you a recap of Podcast Movement Evolutions over the next couple of days. Plus, my thoughts today on the Podcast Academy, which is the brand new quote-unquote Oscars of the podcasting world, developed by an independent organization, including, well, led by actually Hernan Lopez from Wondery. So all of the insight over there on the Podcast Accelerator. But today, let's dig into the fun stuff here at Captivate. We are really, really proud of our podcast player. Really, really proud of it. And in particular, we're really proud of the way that it just helps you out. So we've built calls to action into the player, as you know. We've also built in it to be really, really smart. You know, it configures itself based on your podcast cover art. So it already looks great out of the box. And we're really proud of the fact that you can embed it on Twitter, that it works on social, and of course, that it's fully device responsive. So what that means is that you can view this podcast player from Captivate on any device and it will look absolutely fantastic, scaling down and scaling up to suit the device needs. Well, today we are releasing some huge updates, All right, are you ready for this one? First up, we've made some tweaks to the basic player design. So we've got rid of the icons. You know, you had the kind of subscribe icons and the call to action icons. We've got rid of those on every device except mobile. Of course, mobile, you need little icons in there. But on every other device, you are now going to see very clear links. So you're going to see the speed link, the share link, the show notes link, the subscribe link, and the call to action links on there. All in one place, very, very easy. And we've redesigned how that works. It's now even easier, now even better. So if you look at how the show notes work, it keeps, for example, it keeps the integrity of the cover art in place when you can see that. So it's a real, this is a real simplistic but very powerful update. It makes this just so much easier to use for the listener. What we have also done is change some of the responsive work. So it's a smaller screen size. You still get easy access to your calls to action. So we've just done some responsive work on that one. So that's kind of the basics. That's a really nice little overhaul. But the big stuff. What about the big stuff? Well, we actually designed a range of brand new podcast players. And I gave a couple of the Captivate people insight into this at Podcast Movement Evolutions last week. So Cody Boyce, Jonathan, you'll be expecting this one. So we redesigned the player to now include a latest episode player. So now, if you go into your show in Captivate, if you head to the distribution tab, down at the bottom of the distribution tab on the right hand side, you're going to see episode, latest episode podcast player. Now, if you embed that on social media, embed that on your website, it's the Captivate player as you know it, but it will always play the latest episode. Always play the latest episode. So this is great for your homepages or maybe pinning to the top of your Twitter profile. This is a real jump forward. Latest episode player. But we didn't just stop there. We released a huge feature that we've been very excited about for a while and something that I know a lot of people want. If you now go to the distribution section on the left-hand side of your Captivate dashboard, scroll down And at the bottom left of your distribution center, you are going to see a show level playlist player. That's right. You can now embed a single player onto your website, onto social media, that will give you a playlist of all of your episodes. All of your episodes. Now, this is a precursor to something big that we're putting out as well. We've got a lot of plans for the player over the next few months, okay? This is a huge precursor to it, and this is a massive addition. If you now go and look at markasquith.com/podcast, I actually implemented this last week to test it, and I've just implemented the playlist player, the show level player, on my own personal podcast pages. I can embed these on Twitter, I can send them to social media, and I know that I will get a playlist player that will show every episode of my podcast in one easily shareable, easily usable, easily manageable place, each with calls to action, subscribe links, show notes. It's a fantastic upgrade. Honestly, I'm so excited about this. It's something that I've wanted for a long time, and it's one thing that we've really focused on developing. So go to the distribution section now, and you will see those. Now, one thing that I will say is that if you've got your players embedded somewhere in order to see the changes, so if you've got them embedded on a website, you might have to hard refresh the screen, okay? Likewise, the first time you embed the playlist player, you shouldn't have to do this, but you might, just to get the full styling, you might have to hard refresh the screen. So that's Command, Shift, and R on a Mac, or Control, F5 on a PC. That just, when you're in a browser, that just clears the cache and forces the new styling through. So, a quick recap. We've changed some of the design of the main Captivate player, which makes it absolutely pristine in its professionalism. It just makes it easy for the listener and much nicer for you as well. We've also released a latest episode player that you can embed anywhere and that will also always show the latest episode of your show. And the pièce de résistance for today is the amazing playlist player. Available in your distribution section via Captivate, you can now embed a stunning playlist level player which will show all the episodes of your show in one place for complete listening on the listener's part. Go and check it out. It's in the distribution section now. So that's not all we did, actually. We actually designed and built some other players, but we didn't release them today. The reason for that is that we want to revisit some of the distribution center. So over the next few weeks and months, we're going to be updating the distribution center. And when we do that, we're going to be releasing a couple more versions of the player as well. So I'm not going to tell you what they are. Suffice to say, they are built and ready to go, but these are the biggest ones and the most important ones we wanted to get to you. So as always, we have your back, we're thinking of you, we're pushing forward with things that make a difference to you in the podcasting space. Everything that we do is growth-oriented. Now, you can encourage people to listen to more episodes of your show, okay? Go and check it out. It's a huge, huge, huge upgrade, and I hope you enjoy it, all right? Please go and check it out. And until next time, thanks for joining me. Keep doing what you do. We appreciate it so much and hope to see you soon at an event, okay? We'll be around. Adios. Have a great day.